Midnight, October 17th, 23 cannabis stores in Newfoundland can legally be open. People going out to have a beer. No, not to drink and drive. But what do they know about cannabis?
Hello, my name is Rainil McKinney. I'm from the Bahamas. I feel like there are good and bad aspects of it. So marijuana tends to, when you're high, it tends to slow down your reaction time. Makes you feel more relaxed. That could be harmful or dangerous when there's a sudden car stopping in front of you and you take too long to stop because of you're in this high, relaxed state.
People aged 19 and up can buy cannabis in line with alcohol. Patricia Hines-Coates, MAD president, is here to tell people 19 and up how they can learn more about cannabis.
There's all kinds of websites out there. The one thing that legalization has done or is doing, it is allowing us to have that conversation without it being taboo, without having people be uncomfortable speaking about cannabis. Mm-hmm. So you can go to your medical advisor, you can go to any of the organizations that are legally selling this drug, and you will be able to find out additional information. The other thing is our research is going to develop quicker now because now they can test CAMH and the different research organizations can do the proper testing on the proper grades of cannabis, and we'll be able to have some secure data that will protect our youth and allow us to use this substance legally and safely.
The big question is, how long does it stay in the system? Can you wait an hour after using it before driving and such?
MAD Canada, we're just advocates for impaired driving. But what we recommend mm-hmm. is 4 to 6 hours, but that also depends on if you're a new user, you're a chronic user. Mm-hmm. A lot of factors will come into play.
Some people say cannabis helps them drive better because it relaxes them, as driving makes them nervous. Is this true?
Well, we hear that a lot. I've been in schools now with our school assembly program, and the one thing that our youth are telling us mm-hmm. is that they would never drive while impaired by alcohol, but they think the same thing, that they are able to drive while they have the cannabis in their system. Mm-hmm. We're telling you, no, you can't. If it's altering the way you feel, so if you're no longer nervous, then it has altered your perception and your ability to drive. So we're telling you to not to drive while impaired by alcohol, drugs, or cannabis. So, you know, we want you to be aware that just because cannabis is legal doesn't mean that driving under the influence of any drug or alcohol is legal. It's a criminal offense. But, I mean, this is a drug that's been used for years. This is not a new problem. This is a problem that legalization has just opened up the door for better conversations.
It's time to learn how to roll out in a brave new world. For Kicker News, I am Melissa Wong.